Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Jacinda Perry?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Perry. This is Nicole with Emergency Roadside.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I finally got in touch with someone that's willing to do the tow, and they would be there to you in 90 minutes. And the only problem with this company is that they only accept cash, and it would be $50 cash.
It would be $50 cash.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Is there any way that I can call them back and have them go? Because I thought my daughter was still out there in New Jersey. She came back to PA. She's on her way back out there to the vehicle now.
Okay.
So I don't want to have him come out there and there's nobody there at the vehicle with the vehicle.
Okay, so
she's on her way there now to be with the vehicle, and it's a 2-hour ride from PA.
Okay.
So, would I be able to do that? Would I be able to call back and?
Yes, ma'am. You can.
Have it set up then. When somebody arrives, you said it's 90 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. It could now that could change. So. I'm not, that could change because they could, you know, start accepting calls, you know, while waiting. So, as of right now, yes, it'll be a 90-minute ETA, but, that, like I said, if you, when you call back.
And then there's nobody there.
Right.
There's nobody there with the vehicle. You're saying that he only takes cash, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely somebody has to be there. Yeah. Okay. What a typical decision. Oh, my gosh. I don't really want to. You said that could change, so. So that's what, an hour and what, 40? What's that?
It's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Then they'll be there. They'll be there by then. Okay, yeah, because they left over an hour ago. So yeah. Okay, so by the time he gets there, they'll be just getting there. Yeah. Okay, somebody will be there. That's an hour and a half from now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it can be dispatched. Okay.
Because he said, just depending on the traffic. Now, if the traffic gets too bad, they possibly will call and let you know that they're stuck in traffic and that they're on the way, but I'm not, you know, I'm not familiar with the area, so, you know, I'm sure that
right.
The traffic does get kind of crazy.
Right, right.
So he said that, you know, he would have been there sooner, but just he gave that 90-minute ETA due to the traffic.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. If it's going to take an hour and a half, then, yeah, they'll be, you know, my daughter will be there with the vehicle by then, yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to go ahead and call them back and let them know to go ahead and start heading that way?
Right, go, yeah, yes. Yeah,
because
okay. They'll be there, yeah. Yeah, somebody will be there by then. Okay, yeah, so, okay, so they'll keep me up to date on what time, on the estimate time they're going to get there and everything.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. They should call and let you know, you know, what's going on, and that's what they should do. Not going to lie to you, a lot of service providers don't. So if she gets there and they haven't arrived, you know, within a certain amount of time, she can just give them a call and let them know, you know, ask them what's going on, or you can give them a call and see what's going on and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Now, are you going to give me the name and of the service provider now, or are you going
to? No, ma'am. You'll receive that text. I need to
okay.
Give them a call back and let them know and send over the information.
Oh, okay then. All right then. Oh,
right.
Okay, you said it's $50. You said it's going to be $50, you said?
$50 in cash, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'll let her know. I'll call her now. I'll let her know. Okay.
All right. You'll receive that text in just a moment.
Oh, Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.